Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Hey, it's Daryl C. Murphy, and I just want to talk to you real quick. The Common is produced at WBUR in Boston. We're public media. We don't have paywalls, which means we don't ask you to pay to see our work. We say, here's some powerful stories for free. And then, if some of those stories you read or listen to are important to you and you talk about it with your friends and family and you even see the world a little differently, then we ask you to support it. Because we want to continue making work that is meaningful to you. And right now, I want to let you know what's happening at WBUR. Our radio shows, our podcasts are getting some of the biggest audiences we've ever had. Our journalism is winning awards, reaching new and more diverse audiences. And you are a big part of that. Our journalism has never been stronger, but the business has never been harder. We've had a big loss of sponsorship dollars, like a lot of media companies have in recent years. But one thing we've always been pretty good at is getting support from our listeners to make the things they love. So we're asking right now, in a crucial moment for WBUR, can you help us get through this by joining other listeners in supporting WBUR? We need your help to keep making the podcast you're listening to right now, along with everything else that comes from WBUR. Your help would mean a lot to me and to all of my colleagues. So please, head to our website, WBUR.org. Thanks.
WBUR Podcasts, Boston.
I'm Daryl C. Murphy, and you're listening to The Common. We hope you had a good weekend and that you enjoyed our series last week looking at the very present impact of climate change in Boston. If you haven't had the chance to listen, I encourage you to go back and check it out. Our team is taking a day to rest and rejuvenate after a very busy few weeks. So today, we bring you a feature from the WBUR newsroom. It's from reporter Arielle Gray, and it's about the work of renowned artist Simone Lee, whose work centers Black womanhood through the use of clay, bronze, and ceramics. Last year, Lee became the first Black woman to represent the U.S. at the Venice Biennale. It's one of the largest and most storied contemporary art exhibitions in the world. And now, pieces Lee created for the Biennale are currently on display at Boston's Institute of Contemporary Art. Arielle got to walk through the exhibit and talk with Lee about her work. Here she is with more.
Before you step foot into Simone Lee's exhibition, you hear the gentle trill of a wooden flute. Then the deep pulse of a drum. The sound is from My Dreams, My Works Must Wait Till After Hell, one of 29 pieces in the exhibit. The drum sounds like a heartbeat as you enter and come face to face with Cupboard. It's a 7-foot-tall, golden bronze sculpture with a wide raffia skirt and the torso of a woman.
These are actual hands of raffia that I purchased in Madagascar and had shipped to me. And they was saturated in clay and laid over a form.
Lee drew inspiration from photos of a Mississippi restaurant called Mammy's Cupboard. It's built in the shape of a mammy, a racist stereotype of Black womanhood.
Even though there, you know, includes a lot of darkness in these archetypes, especially this idea of the restaurant where you would actually enter the skirt and, you know, have pleasure eating food inside this woman's body. All those things are really interesting in me, and I think is why I've been sort of thinking about that kind of combination of forms and what it does.
This process of retrieving the past and centering it in the present surfaces again and again. She speaks on this as we stand in front of a cream-colored ceramic sculpture of a headless woman. It's a nod to a decapitated statue of Napoleon Bonaparte's wife that Lee saw while visiting Martinique.
In some ways, this piece is a part of our current conversations about monuments and what should happen to them, especially artifacts of the colonial era in the Caribbean, as well as, you know, what we've been talking about here in the U.S.
What should we do with public art that memorializes our dark past? Lee found solace when she attended Martinique's carnival, where she witnessed the burning of an effigy.
I've been thinking about what my response is to all the questions we have around monuments and public space especially and what they should be and do, I thought that this was the most brilliant idea of a way a community could create a monument is actually to think of something that we all need to get rid of and to burn it.
And then we make new ones. The last garment, the next to last piece in the exhibit, is not technically a monument. In many ways it is. It's a bronze sculpture of a woman bent over washing clothing. Surrounding her is a massive pool of dark, still water.
I used an archival image, and I used something that has been used as a souvenir to also circulate ideas around the Black body, Black people, and what we're here to do and what we mean.
Lee is able to hand some autonomy back to her. Her gaze is firmly set on her own reflection, unconcerned about who may be looking. She is an avatar of sorts for all of the Black women whose names are lost to time. For Lee, it's
the practice of focusing on oneself, one's own communities, one's own history, one's own tools as a form of recovery and resistance.
Lee's art has been just that, a form of resistance. As the first Black woman to represent the U.S. at the Venice Biennale, she has forever made history. But Lee knows that for Black women, history often comes too late.
The generation previous to me, you know, like 15, 25 years older than me, those Black women got nothing. You know, they did real work to get me here. So while I have this, like, feeling of joy, it's also kind of sobering.
Simone Lee's work is at the ICA until September 4th. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Ariel Gray.
And that's it for today. We'll be back with our usual show tomorrow. Until then, I'm Daryl C. Murphy, and I'll talk to you soon.